Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we knew this would happen. Whenever there are extremes in life, then there's this back and forth. And it's a shame because if we want to get anything done bipartisanly, we need the extremes to, you know, stop being extreme. And we need more moderation. Because there's no way to agree on something when it's so fringed. And so when the Defund the Police platform came out, where stop paying police, give them less money, these cuts to their budget made me think, okay, this is going to make matters even worse. They're understaffed. They don't have enough staff, and mistakes can happen. Or, unfortunately, chaos can ensue, and people could think they could resist arrest and all sorts of stuff if we don't have enough people power when it comes to the force. And so we knew that crime would go up. So we're being told now that many U.S. cities are reversing cuts to police budgets and even increasing them by millions. As New York City, Baltimore, L.A. sees a surge in crime. I think there was even like a protest over the weekend in Portland that caused police had to declare riot as during the George Floyd death anniversary. There were fires set, windows smashed, multiple arrests reported. So for those individuals who were hoping that the demonstrations and the crime and the riots would make voters agree with them to cut back funding, did the opposite. Especially when you see cities going, wait a second, not only do we not have enough money going to police, looks like we need to up it even more. And this is unfortunately something I see in medicine, we see it in education, we see it everywhere, where the pendulum swings so much that you almost go too far, and then you go back and you're like, if this wasn't even a topic, we wouldn't be giving, even now, spending more money. And so I don't understand why we have so many extremes on both sides. So major cities are reversing prior moves to defund police departments. In fact, we're being told that one of the mayors, I think an Atlanta councilman who's running for mayor, needed to contact the police. I think he was carjacked and dragged by the car. I'm trying to get some of the details on that. I believe they were children that I think carjacked him. I'm going to try to see if I could pull up the article. My computer was really slow. But he actually thanks the cops. He voted to defund the police. His name is Antonio Brown. He has publicly thanked the police. But apparently, he's running on a platform of reimagining public safety, and he was the victim of a carjacking months after he voted for an ordinance that would have withheld tens of millions of dollars from the police. It's called the Defund the Police Ordinance, would have reallocated $73 million of the police budget. Now, this was rejected by the city council, but he had voted for it. So the incident happened as Atlanta has been dealing with a crime surge as well. Murders are up 59%, car thefts up 25% from a year ago as of May 22nd. There have been 54 murders in Atlanta compared to 34 at this time in 2020, as well as 284 shootings and up 46% from a year ago. Keep in mind, 2020 might have had less crime before the riots or less damaged buildings and things like that before the riots because people were locked down, but still, they have had a huge uptick. So the Defund the Police movement is now facing backlash as murder rates have soared by an average of 30% across 34 major cities last year and continuing to rise. So Brown was attending a ribbon cutting in Northwest Atlanta when four people hopped into his car as he was getting out to speak to somebody just before noon. Then it took off. He said the thieves appeared to be children from 7 to 11 years old. How they were able to drive the car, I don't know. Now we're being told it was several males that entered his unlocked car, drove away with it because he has a push-button ignition. Now he held on to the car and was dragged for around a block before letting go. Now you see, if the keys are with him, then the car's going to stop. But if the keys were in the car, then they could take the car. So he did file a police report. His car was located hours after the incident. No arrest had been announced. Brown says he does not intend to press charges against the culprits. But he claims it took 45 minutes for police to arrive because it was assigned as a low-priority dispatch. So he's running to replace Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, who is not running for another term. And so he's one of many examples of people who have cried out to defund the police, is now a benefactor of the police. Baltimore mayor wants $27 million funding boost after he led the charge to cut $22 million as a councilman, we're being told. Mayor Bill de Blasio was seeking to reinstate $92 million in funding for a new police precinct. Los Angeles mayor proposes an increase of $50 million after $150 million in cuts last year. So it shows that whenever we do try to approach our city, our government, how we manage, you can't let politics get in the way. It was the popular, groovy, woke thing to do last year, saying, we need to defund the police. So everybody's like, yay, I'm going to vote for you. Yay, I'm going to vote for you. And meanwhile, people are thinking, how is that going to look? What is that going to look like if you defund the police? And so it looks like it didn't go well. They say of the nation's 20 largest police departments, city leaders have already submitted next year's budget proposals for 12. Nine actually have funding increases, ranging anywhere from 1 to 6%. So as crime went up, not only was the current state and budget of police not adequate, they have to up it. So I think politics need to really start to take a lower or more of a back seat to decisions being made, because it ends up costing people more money and more crime, more murders. Doesn't make sense. 1-877-DOC-LE.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show.
So remember I told you guys I would never want Dr. Fauci's job.
I know he's making a lot of money.
I think the government's paying him about $400,000 a year. I'm not sure if he's also bringing in money from other things that he does, but it's a lot of money. 400 grand a year is a lot of money. And he gets to be famous. He gets to be a part of the Trump administration. He gets to be a part of the Biden administration. You would think it's a doctor's dream come true. Nope. Nope. I would not want that job. If I was given that job, I don't know how long I would last because I'm pretty blunt. And if I think that some of the quote-unquote science that has been dished out is BS, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say, look, guys, all right, we're doing this because of this. True. You know, viruses can sneak through a bunch of the stuff that you guys are sticking on your faces. If you have an N95 respirator mask, get one, and the government should provide them for everybody. If you don't have that, I can't sit here and say that what you're putting on your face is 100% effective. There's no way either administration would probably let me say that. So that's why I'm not in Dr. Fauci's position. He, though, has been called to resign. Republican lawmakers want him fired over the shift in position on whether the U.S. government funded research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So I think back in early May, he had told Rand Paul during one of the Senate committee hearings that he and the government did not fund quote-unquote gain-of-function research, which we'll talk about in a second. And oh, I apologize. I have all these pop-up blockers. And so he had said, Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are... Okay, so basically Senator Paul said, juicing up viruses is not new. So let me see, wait a second. He said, juicing up viruses is not new. Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Xi Zhengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This, quote, gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. Dr. Fauci, he asks, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan? Now, Dr. Fauci said, Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has never and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, then it's been reported that actually they did give the Wuhan Institute $600,000. Now, somebody, $600,000. Now, somebody could say, yeah, but he was saying that he denied gain-of-function research. Well, gain-of-function research is kind of research that we do, whether it's in petri dishes or with worms or mice or flies. But according to the Washington Post, scientists create novel genotypes, arrangement of nucleic acids, and screen or select to find those with a given phenotype, a trait or ability, to find new sequences with a particular function. So people have been experimenting with fruit flies. Definitely is another thing when you're looking at pandemic and pathogens. So that's when gain of function starts to become controversial. Are you trying to change the function for your gain? And some people will do that to try to study the virus and try to come up with a vaccine and find out its weaknesses and how it could mutate. Remember, one of our listeners wanted to know how to predict the mutation, a newer mutation, so we're ahead of the curve with the vaccine. That could be under the umbrella of gain-of-function research. So Dr. Fauci could say he wasn't lying when he said he and the NIH do not fund gain-of-function research, but people ask, well, if they gave $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology through the nonprofit Eco Health Alliance, how do they know that the funding wasn't used for COVID gain of function? He denied that the funding was specifically used for this, in terms of altering the virus to make it more transmissible or deadlier. And then Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana said, how do you know they didn't lie to you and use the money for gain-of-function research anyway? Fauci said there was no way to guarantee. He said, you never know. So, he had said that the scientists at the lab were, quote, trustworthy, and that he would expect they complied with the conditions of the grant, which was to study the transmission of coronaviruses from bats to humans to better understand the SARS-CoV-1 epidemic in the early 2000s. But he said they don't have enough insight into the Communist Party in China to know the interactions between them and the scientists. Now, the money has been halted. The funding has been halted by the NIH. But is it too late? Is it a big deal? It was only $600,000? So we are in bed with China. That's just no shock. I mean, you see John Cena. John Cena, oh, I love him as an actor. I think he's fantastic. MMA, right? He's with MMA. But he apologized profusely in Mandarin because there was going to be some fallout on his Fast and Furious 9 movie when he had said that Taiwan was a country. And it was upsetting, you know, the Chinese government. So, you know, China is a country that, you know, even though many people disagree with their government and they want payback for what happened with COVID, they're such a huge force that there are many people, including Americans, afraid of them. And now they have turned the eye of Mordor on Dr. Fauci. So Dr. Fauci apparently is facing, facing some backlash as the, I believe, and I apologize if I don't have this, apparently they are, they're pretty upset that he, let me see if I have that, the Chinese state media is now saying U.S. elites to generate further immorality, and Fauci is one of them. This was the headline of an opinion piece penned by Hugh Zin, editor-in-chief of the state-run Global Times this week. And the article, Hugh accused the top U.S. infectious disease expert Fauci of fanning a huge lie against China by hyping the theory that the coronavirus was leaked from the Wuhan lab. Then another article in the Global Times declared that Fauci had betrayed Chinese scientists. So not only has Fauci angered Americans, but he's also angered the Chinese, which is why I opened saying I would not want to be in his position. Now, it's a tough position to be in because it's political. One of the reasons why I don't run for politics is I want fans. I don't want enemies. I don't want to be fighting for votes. I don't want to be fighting for recognition from either administration. And I'm a doctor. And with Dr. Fauci, I have been very supportive of the challenging role that he's had until he came out and said that during the Trump administration, he felt he couldn't say what he wanted to say about the virus. And then a lot of us lost some respect for him because when you're a doctor, when you take that Hippocratic oath, no political job or political accolades should prevent you from being as ethical as you could be. So if you find yourself in a position making a bunch of money, and you don't feel like you could say, hey, guys, this is what I really feel about the masks. This is what I feel about the vaccine. This is my medical opinion. Then you shouldn't be in that position. Resign. So when he said he kind of felt like, you know, Trump wouldn't have let him say what he wanted to say, then don't work for Trump. Simple. Quit. But he didn't. So then that is his choice. So, you know, I mean, he has done as good a job, I think, as anybody could be in that political position. But a doctor who really says what they think, guys, you know, this is what we learned in school. This is how biology works. We are going to be open to new theories. But something is fishy. Well, don't say that to the media. Don't say that to the media. All right, but I'm not going to lie. So it's a very, you know, very delicate balance. And so, you know, I guess, you know, Republicans are calling for his resignation. You know, I don't know if you could actually have a doctor of America, a political, you know, I don't know if you could have that. Because, you know, it just really seems like politics have now infused into medicine. And when you try to hedge, and you try to say, look, there's both sides. And I've watched Fauci's quotes. He's been careful. But you see, if I was Fauci and I'd say, look, guys, we've been funding China. Of course we've been funding China. We've been sending money all over the place. You know, did we fund China to make COVID? I hope not. That's what I would have said. I mean, well, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. In the meantime, President Biden set to promote his infrastructure plan on Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio. More is being revealed about the man who killed 9 people in San Jose and how he was armed to kill many more. Police say when they arrived at the maintenance yard on Wednesday, the man was still firing bullets. They say they also found 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 magazines of ammunition. This is USA Radio News. A new poll out shows the majority of Americans are in favor of ending a coronavirus safety net program.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is offering incentives to persuade Americans to get a coronavirus vaccination. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain says people 18 and older who have received or plan to receive a vaccination can enter to win what CVS calls the One Step Closer sweepstakes. For 6 weeks, starting June 1st, CVS will hold weekly drawings for more than 1,000 prizes. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right. We are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of our listeners wants to remain anonymous. He works in Las Vegas, can't find any staff. He's trying to pay his bills, and he thinks he's not going to make it through the summer months, is asking for help. This is ridiculous. We're opening up in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are opening up. And places can't feel opened up, or they are so understaffed that I think that could be dangerous, especially for restaurants. I heard of some cases of food poisoning, and I asked, you know, some of these people who would say, yeah, you know, I got sick after I ate there, or the food didn't taste good or whatever, and I go, did it look staffed pretty well, or did you wait a long time for your food? Yeah, we waited forever. Well, that's understaffing. You know, and it's unfortunately something that we've been dealing with, and we predicted when the increase in unemployment benefits that had been started by the Trump administration, and understandably so, because during the Trump administration, understandably so, because regular unemployment might not have been enough to cover for, you know, your transportation and your apartment and your, you know, and your mortgage and the kids and all that. And it was, you know, when people couldn't work, it helped to make that extra money. But then it ended, which was going to hopefully then come at a time when people could go to work. Congress decided to extend it all the way till September. I had suggested June at the latest, but nope, September, June, because that's when I knew, especially in my neck of the woods, most places would be up and running. But nope. And in fact, they've polled Americans, and CNBC has here that at least 54% of Americans support states' decision to end $300 additional unemployment benefit. This is a Quinnipiac poll. And at least 23 Republican-led states are withdrawing early from federal unemployment programs, including one that pays an extra $300 a week in benefits. Now, here's the issue. If somebody is not getting hired, and they cannot, their industry was decimated, and those businesses aren't opening up, there's an issue. That's not their fault. If that's their career, and even with reopening, there was such a hit being closed down for 16 months, like let's say they work for the NFL or MLB, and thousands of positions might have had to, let's say, theoretically, dropped because they lost all that income, then that person is kind of forced. But when I see that, okay, now hiring, help wanted, and people are choosing not to take that job and stay on unemployment, that is a problem. The reason why unemployment was always a percentage smaller than your pay was to incentivize you that if you lost a job, get back out there and get a new job. But during the pandemic, there were no jobs. Not their fault. So there was enhancements. And it was a stimulus to keep many businesses going. Many of the money got spent on Amazon. But you know what? I'm grateful that Amazon existed because I was able to still get things without having to go out in public. If people made money during the pandemic, helping people who were on lockdown, they deserve to get that money because they were open. But now, businesses that are finally able to open can't get staff. That's not cool. The nightmare just doesn't end. So at least 23 states have announced an early end to federal unemployment programs. Self-employed workers and long-term unemployed, though, might lose benefits entirely in most states. 54% of Americans think the state governors are doing the right thing by ending the benefits ahead of schedule. 38% think they're doing the wrong thing. So in the 23 states, they want to stop the cuts as early as June 12th, citing labor shortages. The American Rescue Plan offers them till September 6th. State officials argue enhanced benefits offer an incentive for people to stay out of work. Now, many economists think the payments are not the primary contributor to hiring challenges. They think health risks are still the main reason for a smaller labor pool, in addition to childcare challenges and early retirements. So, yeah, a lot of people have chosen to retire early. Now, that's nice. I mean, I would love to retire early, too, but I can't. I'm not going to ask the American people to put tax dollars in. So I'm in my late 40s, if I decide to go into my 50s and retire early, no, I can't do that to people. In fact, even in my 60s, I'm still going to work. 70s, hopefully. 80s, hopefully. I'm a workaholic. I want to work. But there is an issue with kids. If your kids are not in school, it's a lot more difficult to go back to work. But then what happened during the summer of 2019 or summer of 2018? When kids were out of school then, what did you do? Did you not work either? So it's going to take a rethinking of, okay, guys, let's just pretend this is 2018. 2019, and let's get back into things, all right? We're going to put the kids in the summer program, or we're going to, you know, have a family member do the babysitting and alternate. Maybe I'll ask my boss to let me come back part-time rather than full-time. But and I get it, though. I get it. If you're looking at the money you're making now, I see why you'd hesitate. I mean, I'm not judging. I get it. You're making more money. Why not? We don't blame you for not wanting to go back to work. That's tough. You've been out of work for 15, 16 months. You have different habits now. You're afraid you're going to get fired. You're afraid if you go back to work, you lose those benefits. And that money you are using for your kids. You're using for your house. You're using for, you know, I'm hoping. I know some people are spending on cars, but still. So you're not just going to Hawaii, I hope not. But the thing is these other companies need people back to work. So if you left your job or lost it, not by their choice, but by the governor's choice, and now you have the job back, now do you have a duty to take it? Or, you know, do you just let that business fall apart? And then, you know, I mean, if we let these businesses die this summer, just like my anonymous listener that, you know, he doesn't think he's going to make it through the summer if he doesn't have people come back, because then he can't have the volume. So all of a sudden now the volume is coming back. We're allowed to have full volume in multiple states needed for business, but if you don't have the employees to make that full volume, you're still under. So what happens when you do lose your benefits? You're like, okay, you know what? Now I want to go back to work. That business won't exist anymore. So we need to do everything we can to keep these businesses afloat. Now, I know President Biden wants to pass a multi-trillion dollar package. I don't know if the money goes to businesses that are open and can't get people to come back from a labor perspective. But when people say it's safer for me to be home, I don't blame them. It is safer. You don't have to be in a car driving to work and risk getting into a car accident. But at some point, the U.S. government cannot spend money to keep people home. And I don't know if we're going to be able to reverse it and go back. I know doctors that have closed up and they're never coming back. Early retirement. Well, that's nice, but why am I paying for your retirement? I get when you're 65, I know. I put money into Medicare and that money and Social Security, and that money hopefully will be there for me. But because you don't want to go through the trouble of trying to reopen and spend the money and go back to work? No. Why should I pay for that? I don't blame you. I understand why you're choosing that. I mean, why not? Why give it up early? But we have a labor shortage, which we should not have. And that's going to make turning everything back on a big problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline might start producing their vaccine in the next few weeks. I know you guys are thinking too little too late, but no. We still need more vaccines. So developers Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline said Thursday that they launched a large trial enrolling 35,000 adult volunteers in the U.S., Asia, Africa, and Latin America. The study will test vaccine candidate formulas against the original coronavirus that spread from Wuhan, China, and against the variant first seen in South Africa. If the trial is successful, regulators could approve the vaccine for use in the last 3 months of the year, meaning by fall. Manufacturing will begin in the coming weeks to enable rapid access to the vaccine. Their statement quoted Thomas Triumph, who leads vaccine research and development at Sanofi Pasteur, saying we are encouraged to see first vaccinations starting, to take place in an important pivotal phase 3 study. So if they're launching these large trials in U.S., Asia, Africa, and Latin America, then they can hopefully use it for countries and for people in multiple countries in those areas. So earlier this month, the firm said the vaccine candidate triggered strong immune responses in all adult age groups and prelim trials after an earlier setback, boosting optimism that the shot may join the fight against the pandemic this year. After two doses of the vaccine candidate, participants showed antibodies in line with those found in people who had recovered from the disease. They say regulators have already authorized a number of COVID-19 vaccines, but experts say more are needed as public health authorities around the world race to vaccinate the residents because we have variants and we still have countries that are grappling with some major cases. So, you know, Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline, you know, they've been a little bit behind in the race, but they could have some longevity in this as we still have multiple countries that have barely started even vaccinating. I think in Japan, they've been vaccinated, but they only have like maybe 5% of their country vaccinated. I mean, look at how many countries we have. India is still grappling with hundreds of thousands of cases every day. We're still seeing spikes in France, Russia, Italy, Germany, Spain, Iran, Mexico, Ukraine, Indonesia, Chile, Philippines, Iraq. So there's, you know, Japan, there's still Malaysia, Nepal. We still have thousands of cases. Bolivia just reported another 3,200 cases and 100 deaths. So unfortunately, COVID is still here. Our hospitalizations in the U.S. has dropped. We have been hitting some major milestones with our vaccine rollout. But if variants come or if we do need to do a yearly vaccine, if we need to do a yearly booster or a yearly vaccine like we do with the flu shots, we're going to need more. So if these trials show some good safety and efficacy, that could be pretty darn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there was, I need to see if I could pull it up. There was a small study that came out that had said that there is some natural immunity to COVID, which we expected, but this natural immunity might actually last longer than was originally suggested. So when people ask, well, why do I have to get the vaccine if I had COVID? Well, because we were told that if you had COVID, that the immunity may not last. It was because some people's antibodies were negative. I don't know if those reports ever were studied, but there were people who had COVID, tested positive, but their antibodies were negative. So then people thought, well, darn, all right, well, it looks like then natural immunity isn't really working. But the New York Times reported that the immunity to the coronavirus may actually persist for years. So those people that have had COVID, whether they're getting the vaccine or not, you know, we don't really see them get COVID again. Now, I have to be very, very reluctant to say that and hesitant on saying that because the average person getting sick and having colds and cough or fever or whatever, they're not going to get tested for COVID. They go to telemedicine. And when I'm saying, look, guys, you know, I know you've been vaccinated, but it's be a good idea to get tested just in case it's a breakthrough case. Nobody wants to do that. In fact, some people can't even get free testing. They're not going to pay for that. If they could get free telehealth, they just want to be treated for their cold or whatever they have and not even think about COVID anymore. So I can't tell you how many breakthrough cases there are. We know the CDC after 10,000 said, look, guys, we're not going to be tracing or counting the mild COVID breakthrough cases. But that doesn't mean there aren't any. It's just, you know, it's just they know they aren't going to get an accurate number because people aren't getting tested. So how do you really know what the true number is? But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lot. When I hear news reports say it's very rare for somebody who has COVID to get the vaccine to get COVID, again, how do you know? The average person isn't testing. If they're asymptomatic, I really wouldn't even recommend swabbing them. I mean, you know, if you've been exposed, no one's going to swab you now. The CDC says you don't have to. And, you know, even if you have mild symptoms, many times you keep quiet. I don't want you to keep quiet. I'd like to know. But the average person keeps quiet. The problem is we have the long COVID symptoms. More than 70% of COVID-19 patients have reported at least one, quote, long-haul symptom. Depression, shortness of breath, brain fog, 70%. Most of the patients studied had suffered moderate to severe cases. Many had been hospitalized before the lingering problems, but Stanford found, analyzing 45 research projects, that about 70% of people still have a persistent or a long-haul symptom. The research project followed 9,700 COVID patients for at least 3 months after their illness, 83% of whom were hospitalized. Patients reported 84 different symptoms, including cardiac, respiratory, neuromuscular, neurological, circulatory, and immune. The researchers said in an analysis posted Wednesday in JAMA, an open access publication, and he said the numbers are shocking for specific symptoms. He said some of these can be debilitating for some patients and interfere with daily living. So some people think they have mono. Some think they have chronic fatigue. Some people think they have early dementia because of the brain fog or the fatigue. But long-haul COVID or long COVID is real. It's not, you know, that's why COVID isn't just the flu. You get this and you could have trouble smelling, tasting for months. They say among the dozens of symptoms patients reported were loss of cognitive functioning, called brain fog, anxiety, depression, loss of taste and smell, exhaustion, fever, coughing, shortness of breath, and insomnia. So, you know, this is one of those things where I would love to know that we have long-term immunity. That would be fantastic if long-term immunity could happen by getting the virus, because then, you know, some of us would probably rather do that than get the vaccine. However, I don't want the long COVID. When somebody tells me they can't smell for months, to me that means the virus is still inflaming their olfactory nerve. I don't want this virus causing any inflammation in my brain. Stay out. So I would rather prevent it from being able to take hold. And that's why I got the vaccine. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tiger Woods has spoken out. He describes that his rehabilitation process from his car accident has been, quote, more painful than anything I have ever experienced. Now, as you remember, Tiger Woods was in a car accident in Southern California, has been recovering from open fractures to both his tibia and fibula in his right leg. He said his recovery has been an entirely different animal to that of numerous injuries in the past. Now, he has not given any updates on possible return to golf. He's focusing on getting around without the use of crutches. I don't blame him. But the 82-time PGA Tour winner is obviously, you know, a focal point on many golf discussions on when he will be back. He has, though, undergone 5 back surgeries and multiple left knee surgeries in the past. But this is just, you know, beyond anything that he's ever dealt with. He says he intends to take things one step at a time. He had open fractures to his right lower leg when he was in a single-vehicle crash in Los Angeles. They said he was traveling almost twice the legal speed limit when he crashed. He returned home to Florida, and he's been undergoing extensive rehab. So Godspeed. Hope you get better. Crazy times. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.